要成功也需要有指引。
Likewise, in order to be successful in this work, in our faith, we also need a direction.
在学校里头，我们常常可以从老师那边或者课本上来得到指引。
In school, we often receive our direction from our teachers or from our textbooks.
那在信仰的道路上面，当然我们需要神的指引。
And in this walk of faith, we have our direction from God.
所以我们如何得到神的指引？
So how can we receive this direction from God?
这个指引就是方法，就是一个公式。
This direction is a formula.
那简单的讲，我们如何从神那里来得到成功的公式？
So how can we receive this successful formula to success from God?
我们如何来得到神在凡事上面来指引我们？
How can we receive this abidance from God constantly?
我们请看箴言第三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 3.Verse 5.
第五节，你要专心仰赖主，不可依靠自己的聪明。
5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
第六节，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
6. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths.
我们所需要的就是神来指引我们的路。
What we need is for God to direct our path.
那这两个经节告诉我们三件事情，我们如何来得到神的指引。
And these two verses tell us three things that we must do to have direction from God.
第一个就是我们要专心的仰赖神。
First is to trust in the Lord with all our heart.
这个意思就是我们要成功，我们要从相信神来做开始。
This means in order to have success, we must start with trusting in God.
这个信靠神也就是相信神的意思。
This reliance and belief in God is to trust in him.
这个信靠神在整个旧约圣经里头出现超过100次。
The word trust occurs in the Old Testament over 100 times.
在旧约圣经里头我们看到很多成功的古圣徒。
In the Old Testament we see many people who were successful.
在旧约圣经里头我们也看到一些成功的王他们创造了成功的时代。
In the Old Testament, we see many successful kings who created successful nations.
那这么多的成功，一个很重要的基础就是信靠神。
And in all these different successes, the foundation is trust.
那以我们今天来讲，就是要从相信主耶稣来做开始。
So according to today's standards, it starts with trusting in Lord Jesus Christ.
信靠神就是相信主耶稣。
To rely on God means to trust Him.
我们请看《使徒行传》十六章。
Please turn to Book of Acts, chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章三十一节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 31.
三十一节，他们说：“当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。”
So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household."
这是保罗跟希拉对禁足所说的话。
This is the word that Paul and Silas spoke to the prison guard.
这个禁足他本来想说他要成为一个最失败的人了。
This prison guard thought he was going to be a failure.
因为这个失败是彻底的失败。
Because this failure was an utter failure.
所以甚至他不想活下去了。
It got to the point where he didn't want to live anymore.
好在当时有保罗跟希拉在那里。
Thankfully, Paul and Silas were there.
所以主耶稣也在那里。
So Lord Jesus Christ was also there.
所以这一个人他就问说：“我要怎样才可以得救
？”This person then asked, "How can I be saved?"
我要怎样我的人生的道路才是成功的
？How what shall I do so that my path in life is successful?
所以保罗就跟他讲：“你应当信主耶稣。
”So Paul told him, "You must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ."
不但你要拥有一个成功的人生，包括你的家人。也跟着会拥有一个成功的人生。
Not only will you live a successful life, your household will also live a successful life.
那保罗说你应当信主耶稣，那如何来信主耶稣
？So Paul said you must believe in Lord Jesus Christ. So how do you believe?
什么叫做信主耶稣
？What does it mean to believe?
我们请看约翰福音第三章。
Please turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章第三节
John chapter 3 verse 3
第三节耶稣回答说我实实在在的告诉你人若不重生就不能够见神的国
3 Jesus answered and said to him most assuredly I say to you unless one is born again he cannot see the kingdom of God
主耶稣说信主耶稣就是要让一个人来重生
Lord Jesus Christ says to believe means to be born again
第四节
Verse 4.
尼哥底母说人已经老了如何重生呢岂能再进母腹生出来吗
Nicodemus said to him how can a man be born when he is old can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born
要成功就必须要重生
To be successful we must be born again
信主耶稣的目的之一就是要重生
And one of the main purpose in believing Lord Jesus Christ is to be born again
那到底要如何重生什么叫做重生
So how can we beReborn, and what does it mean to be reborn?
第五节
Verse 5.
耶稣说我实实在在的告诉你人若不是从水和灵生的就不能进神的国
Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
就是接受主耶稣所来为我们成全的救恩让我们重生
So to receive the salvation that God promised us will allow us to be reborn again.
接受赦罪的洗礼
To receive the baptism that wash away our sins,
领受所应许的圣灵
and to receive the Holy Spirit,
让我们能够重生，让我们真正的信主耶稣
That means we can be born again and truly believe in God.
那这就是如何得到神的指引的第一个重要的步骤
And this is the first important step in receiving.God's salvation.
那么在我们的生活当中我们就求神加添我们的信心我们来信靠他
In our daily life we must ask God to give us strength so that we can keep relying on him
就像这些古圣徒一样因为他们信靠神所以他们成功
Just like these saints because they have trusted God they were able to be successful
请再看回箴言第三章
Please look back to Proverbs chapter 3
箴言第三章第五节
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5
第五节你要专心仰赖主不可依靠自己的聪明
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding
在这里第二句话说不要依靠自己的聪明
Here the latter half says lean not on your own understanding
在社会上在学校里头我们很认真就是要常常也是为了学习一些新的知识
In society and school, the reason why we work so hard is so that we can learn new knowledge.
因为知识能够给我们指引。
Because knowledge will give us a direction.
但是人的知识常常是很有限的。
But oftentimes, a man's knowledge is limited.
甚至有时候我们所领受的知识其实是错误的、有偏差的。
Even more often, the knowledge that we receive may be inaccurate.
获得知识常常就是为了来打开解决我们的一些问题
The reason in obtaining knowledge is to solve our problems
是的常常获得了知识我们的一些问题也得到了解答
Yes, it is true that the knowledge that we receive can help solve our problems
但是这个世界上的知识常常没有办法真正的来解决我们人生真正的问题
But the knowledge of this worldactually can't really solve the problems that we actually need to solve.
所以这里才会说到不可以依靠自己的聪明。
So that is why here it says lean not on your own understanding.
到底有哪些人生的问题不是这个世界上的知识能够给我们答案的
?What are these problems that we cannot solve with the worldly knowledge?
我们请看路加福音的十八章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章十八节
Book of Luke chapter 18 verse 8
十八节
verse 18
有一个官问耶稣良善的夫子我该做什么事才可以承受永生
18 now a certain ruler asked him saying good teacher what shall I do to inherit eternal life
这是一个官所以他也是一个有知识有地位的人
here was a ruler who obviously had much knowledge
所以他可以解决很多自己的问题别人的问题
So he could solve his own problems and many of others' problems
但是他的知识没有办法为他来解答 永恒的这一个事情。
But his knowledge were unable to help him solve the question of eternal life.
啊，所以他来到主耶稣的面前，他想要能够明白永恒的事情。
So he came before the Lord Jesus Christ in order to understand eternal life.
我们再请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to Book of John, chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章十九节。
John chapter 4, verse 19.
十九节，妇人说：“先生，我看出你是先知。”
19. The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet."
啊，这个撒玛利亚的妇人，她认为耶稣是一个先知。
Here is a Samaritan woman who knew that Jesus was a prophet.
她想耶稣知道很多事情是她所不知道的。
She knew that Jesus knew many things that she didn't know.
耶稣是先知，所以能够帮助她真正来解答他人生的问题。
Because Jesus was a prophet, he is able to help solve many of her problems.
二十节，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方在耶路撒冷。
20. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship.
表面上看起来，他是在问有关信仰的事情。
On the surface, it looks like the woman is asking a question concerning faith.
其实常常信仰跟人生的一些问题是有直接的关系。
But oftentimes, questions concerning faith is related to questions in our life.
如果我们看这一整段，我们发现这一位妇女她生活得很辛苦。
If we read this passage, we know that the Samaritan woman lived a hard life.
但是她又很坚强的要继续活下去。
But she persevered in living the rest of her life.
但是在眼前的这一种生活的阴影之下，她不晓得到底人生的意义在哪里。
But while living in this dark and hard life, she didn't know what was the meaning of life.
如果不能找到人生的意义，那活着真的是很痛苦。
If she is unable to find the meaning of life, it is very difficult to live a life.
所以她遇见了主耶稣，所以她向主耶稣来询问。
So that is why she met the Lord Jesus Christ and asked him questions.
那所以要真正的来解决人生的问题并不是从世界上的知识所能够得到的。
So in order to truly solve the problems in our life, we cannot rely on the worldly knowledge.
那受很高的教育是的，能够获得很多的知识。
Yes, it is true that we are able to obtain a lot of knowledge from receiving high education.
但很多时候，所谓的知识不等于圣经里头所说的真理。
But many times the knowledge that we receive does not equate to the truth mentioned in the Bible.
主耶稣对犹太人说，真理要让你得自由。
Lord Jesus Christ said to the Jews that truth will set you free.
今天有很多人他是很有知识，但是事实上他没有自由。
Today many people have lots of knowledge, but in reality they don't have freedom.
所以这就告诉我们，有知识不一定等于有圣经的真理。
So this tells us that because we have knowledge does not mean we have the truth in the Bible.
今天很有知识的人，他可能被他的事业把他绑住了。
Today, those who are very knowledgeable may be bounded by their careers.
有些人很有知识，但是他被他的野心所绑住了。
Many people who have knowledge, may be bounded by their desires.
有些人很有知识，但是他被他的生活的这些坏习惯把他绑住了。
People who have lots of knowledge may be bounded by their bad habits in life.
主耶稣说真理要让我们得自由。
Jesus Christ told us that the truth will set us free.
有很高的知识不一定等于是一个自由的人。
Just because we have high knowledge and education doesn't mean we are a free person.
因为这些知识不等于圣经里头的真理。
Because these knowledge do not equate to the truth in the Bible.
所以不要依靠自己的聪明是什么意思？
So what does it mean to lean not on your own understanding?
正面的讲就是我们要学习，我们要查考神的话语。
From the positive aspect, it means we have to learn and search after God's word.
从圣经里头，从神的眼光来看我们的人生。
It is to look at our life from the perspective of the Bible and the perspective of God.
那这样子我们才能够真的来解决我们人生的问题。
And then as a result, we are truly able to solve the problems in our life.
这样我们才能够得到我们真的想要得到的成功。
It is so that we are able to receive the success that we seek after.
我们对我们的永恒有把握。
We are able to be confident in our eternal life.
我们知道我们为什么活在这个世界上。
We know what is the meaning of living in this world.
我们请看诗篇119篇。
Please turn to Psalms 119.
诗篇119篇99节。
Psalms 119 verse 99.
99节，我比我的师父通达，因为我思想你的法度。
99, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation.
这个世界上有很多的师父，很多的老师。
In this world, there are many teachers.
但是这些老师通常他们只拥有这个世界上的知识。
But all these teachers, oftentimes, they only have the worldly knowledge.
或者这个世界上人的这些哲学理论。
Or they have the theories and doctrines of the world.
或者他们自己的一些人生的观察跟经验
or what they have is their own experience.
这些其实都是很有限的
All of these are very limited.
可能能够解决某些人的问题，但是不能够解决所有人的问题。
It is possible for them to solve some people's problems, but not everyone's problem.
那我们一个爱慕神的话语的人
But for us who long after God's word.
我们将神的话常常的来学习，来思想。
We're able to meditate and learn from God's words.
神的灵运行在我们的当中。
So that God's spirit will work in within us.
我们常常比这些师父还要更明白，更通达。
This allows us to be more wise than these teachers.
再请看119篇104节。
Let's look at 119 verse 104.
104节，我借着你的信词可以明白，所以我恨一切的假道。
104, through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way.
这里说神的教训能够让我们有真正的知识。
Here it says that the teachings from God will help us have the truth. Knowledge.
所以我们能够分辨好坏。
And this allows us to differentiate between right and wrong.
更重要，我们能够分辨什么是真正的价值。
More importantly, it allows us to know what is the true valuable thing.
就是这里所说的，我恨恶一切的假道。
Here it says, I hate every false way.
其实在我们的生活当中充满着很多的假象。
Actually, in our life, there are many false things.
那很多人落入这些假象里头，因为他们不明白。
Many people fall into these false things because they don't understand.
落入这些假象，他没有办法跳脱。
Once they fall into this false perception, they are not able to get out of it.
因为没有从神来的那种明白。
Because they don't have the understanding that comes from God.
没有神的话语的指引。
They don't have the guidance of God's words.
没有真正的明白神的教训。
They don't have the teachings that comes from God.
物质看起来都是看得到、摸得到的。
In the worldly perspective, we seek after things that we can see and touch.
其实物质充满着很多的假象。
But in actuality, the worldly things have many false perceptions.
为什么这么许许多多的人在这物质界里头，在那边打转。
Why are there so many people who are going back and forth in the material things?
在很多的时候，应该跳脱这个物质的捆绑，但是跳不出来。
Many times they try to escape from the bondage of the material things, but they can't.
因为缺少了从神那里来的指引。
Because they lacked the guidance and direction from God.
因为没有在学习神的话语。
They did not learn God's words.
因为不明白神的话语。
They did not understand God's words.
好，我们再请看119篇的130节。
Let's look at Psalms 119 verse 130. 130
节，你的言语一解开，就发出亮光，使愚人通达。
Verse 130, the entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple.
神的话语要解开我们生活当中很多的难处，很多的问题。
God's words will absolve many of our problems and difficulties.
当我们明白了，就好像有一道的亮光进来。
Once we understand His words, it is as if a light is in our life.
这就是为什么神的话也好像光一样。
That is why God's word is like light.
神的话带领我们进入光明里头。
God's words will guide us into light.
生活在光明里头，这才是我们所需要的成功。
And to be able to live in the light, that is our success.
因为除了神的话之外，还有加上神的灵、圣灵的工作。
Because in addition to receiving God's light, we can have His work and abide.
这就成为我们人生最好的老师。
And He becomes the most important teacher and the best teacher in our life.
让神的指引是很真实的，在我们每一天的生活里头。
Through His guidance and direction, we can live our life truthfully.
是的，神是灵，是我们看不到摸不到的。
While it is true that God is a spirit, we cannot see or touch.
但是神的教训在这一本圣经里头。
But His teachings live in this book.
神的灵是很真实的，运行在教会里头，运行在我们的家庭里头。
His spirit is actually working within the church and our families.
神的灵甚至要内住在我们每一个人里头。
Even more so, His Spirit can abide in our life and within us.
那世界上很多的人成功，他们并不一定需要信仰，需要圣经。
In this world, many people can be successful without the need of the teaching of the Bible.
所以他们的成功就只有在那一个层面。
So their success is only living on that aspect.
那我们一个基督徒的成功还要加上信仰的这一个层面。
But for a Christian to be successful, we must be successful in our spiritual life.
我们能够遵行神的旨意。
We're able to follow God's commandments.
我们走在永恒的通往永恒的道路上面。
We are walking on this path towards eternal life.
我们走在通往天国的道路上。
We are walking on this path towards the heavenly kingdom.
所以没有将神的话应用在我们的生活里头，我们不会是一个成功的基督徒。
So if we do not act out the word of the Bible, we are not able to become successful.
所以我们信了主耶稣，接下来我们要认真的学习神的话语。
After we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to try our hardest to learn His words.
我们再请看回箴言第三章。
Let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.
你要专心仰赖主，不可依靠自己的聪明。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
第六节，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
6. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths.
再来这里告诉我们说第三件事情，我们在一切所行的事上都要认定他。
Here tells us the third thing, which is we must acknowledge God in all our things.
神可以在我们生活的每一个层面来工作。
God is able to work in all aspects of our life.
那所以我们在凡事上都要认定神。
So in everything, we must acknowledge God.
我们很容易我做我的事情把神摆一边。
It's easy for us to do our own thing and put God aside.
所以常常我们所做的事情并不是很成功。
So that is why sometimes the things that we do are not successful.
我们应该常常提醒自己，神可以在我们生活的每一个层面来工作。
But rather we need to remind ourselves that God is able to work in all aspects of our life.
虽然我们没有这么讲，但是有时候我们是这样想。这个不需要神。
Even though we may not say it, but we think that, oh, this does not need God.
其实我们生活当中常常会有这种表现。
And oftentimes we have this kind of attitude in our life.
我们的孩子小时候常常需要我们的帮助。
For example, our children, when they are young, they need our help.
但是在他们成长的过程当中，
But while they are growing up,
他们会渐渐的把父母亲放到一边去。
They may put aside their parents.
这个不用父母亲，我自己就可以来。
This does not need my parents' help. I can do it myself.
那其实这是一个很自然，也很健康的一 的一个现象。
Although this is a very natural and healthy occurrence.
在人的生活里头，是的，人要渐渐来独立自主。
Because it is natural for a person to become independent.
我们的孩子有一天他需要独立。
Our children one day they will become independent.
但是我们跟神之间的关系却不是人与人之间的关系。
But our relationship with God is not a relationship with man.
因为我们不是所有的掌管者。
Because we are not the ruler of all things.
但是这位神他是一切的掌管者。
But this God is the ruler of all things.
所以我们是永远没有办法对神说我独立了，我不需要你。
So we are unable to call ourselves independent from God ever.
那人的问题就在于有时候人会说我不需要你，我独立了。
Then the problem with man comes from the fact that we often say that we are independent from God.
我们请看哥林多后书第五章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18.
十八节第一句话说一切都是出于神。
Now all things are of God.
所有的事情都是属于神的。
All things belong to God.
这就是为什么我们凡事都要认定他。
This is why we must acknowledge God in all our ways.
为什么我们必须要这样子？
Why do we have to do this?
请看罗马书第八章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章二十八节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose.
这里说万事它都会互相影响，甚至是互相帮助的。
Here it says that all things will work together for good.
那如何让万事都能够互相效力？
So how can we have all things work together for good?
第一个被他显召。
First, we have to be called.
今天我们都是被神所拣选的。
Today, all of us were chosen by God.
那第二个要爱神。
And the second is to love God.
那爱神可以很多的很多的方面。
There are many ways to love God.
那今天我们所强调的就是什么叫做爱神，在凡事上认定他。
Today we emphasize how to love God, and that means to acknowledge Him in all things.
一个爱父母亲的儿女，他在凡事上，他总会想到自己的父母。
A person who loves their parents will think about their parents and all of their things.
一个爱父母的人，他通常比较不容易犯错。
A person who loves their parents will not commit wrong.
因为他会想到父母，他会想到我这样子会让父母伤心，会得罪了父母。
Because they will think about that if I do this wrong thing, then I will upset and hurt my parents.
我们要成功，我们要凡事都认定神。
So for us to be successful.We have to acknowledge God in all our things.
我们尽我们的努力。
We will try our best.
然后我们交托给神，认定神。
And then we will give it upon God and rely on Him.
请看出埃及记十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus.
出埃及记十四章十三节。
Exodus chapter 14, verse 13.
十三节，摩西对百姓说：“不要惧怕，只管站住，看神今天向你们所施行的救恩。”因为今天你们所见的埃及人必永远不再看见了。
13, and Moses said to the people, Do not be afraid, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever.
这些以色列人他们已经尽了他们的努力。
Here the Israelites have tried their hardest.
他们照神的吩咐，他们出了埃及。
They acted according to God'scommand and left Egypt.
照着银柱火柱的带领，他们将一路上的走。
According to the guidance of the pillars of cloud and fire, they were able to traverse through the wilderness.
那现在他们被带领到这个红海边。
And now they have been led to the Red Sea.
他们发现前面有红海。
They realized that in front of them was the Red Sea.
这个还不是最严重的事情，他们发现埃及的追兵在后面。
This was not the worst thing. What they realized was that the Egyptians were chasing them in their back.
他们已经该努力的，他们都已经努力了。
The things that they should have done, they have done already.
那么现在人生的这一个遭遇，这个事情，他们就认定神。
So, while they encountered this difficulty in their life, they acknowledged God.
所以这里摩西说你们不要怕，只管站住看神的作为。
That's why here Moses said, do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
这不但会带给我们一个成功的人生，这也可以带给我们一个美好的人生。
Not only will this bring a successful life, it will also bring us a wonderful life.
如果我们能够有我们能够认定神，那我们真的可以拿掉生活当中很多不必要的忧虑。
If we're able to acknowledge God, then we were able to throw away the things that we don't need in our life.
这些以色列人在那个情况之下真的是需要惧怕的。
For the Israelites, at that circumstance, they actually should be afraid.
但是他们可以拿掉这个忧虑。
But they were able to put aside this worry.
他们可以很安静的来看神的作为。
They were able to stand still and quietly see the work of God.
因为这整个出埃及这件事情，他们是认定神。
Throughout the whole process of leaving Egypt, they have acknowledged God.
是我们在出埃及，但是这是神的工作。
Yes, we are leaving Egypt, but this is the work of God.
那当我们会认定神，在我们的生活当中，就会有更多的喜乐。
So if we are able to acknowledge God, then we're able to live a joyful life.
一个认定神的人，在他生活当中总是充满着感谢赞美。
A person who acknowledges God in their life will experience thankfulness and joy.
一个认定神的人，他的生活态度一定比较正面。
For a person to acknowledge God, their life will always be positive.
所以我们要成功。在信仰的道路上面做一个成功的基督徒，第一步我们要相信主耶稣。
So, the first step that we must take in order to live a successful Christian life is to trust in God.
第二个，我们要努力的来学习神的教训。
Secondly, we must work hard to learn the teachings of God.
所以我们可以凭着信心照着神的教训来做选择。
So that we can make our decisions based on the learnings and teachings that we have learned.
再来，我们认定神，所以我们可以勇敢地踏出我们的脚步。
After we have acknowledged God, we are able to step out courageously.
凭着信心踏出我们的脚步。
Based on our faith, we will take our next step.
请我们再看回箴言第三章。
Please turn back to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章第五节。
Proverbs chapter
第六节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 6.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths.
这就是我们所想要的，他必指引你的路。
And this is what we want, right? He shall direct our path.
那这样子有神来在我们人生道路上面来做指引，我们当然能够走上成功的道路。
For God to be in our life directing our path, we will for sure walk on this path of success.
我们真的拥有一个神要我们拥有的成功的生活。
We will have this successful life that God wants us to have.
我们知道神的旨意，我们也将神的旨意付诸行动。
If we know God's will, then we are able to act according to His will.
我们每一天都很清楚的有神在带领我们。
Each day in our life,We very clearly know that God is guiding us.
神是要我们拥有一个成功的人生。
God wants us to have a successful life.
他也将这一个简单的方法公式给我们。
And he has given us this very easy formula.
那就看我们愿不愿意照着去做。
But it is up to us to decide whether we want to follow this formula.
我们一起唱诗145首。
Let's sing hymn 145. Yeah.
可以自己做个选择啊！我只是要在世界上成功，还是我要做一个成功的基督徒
？We can make a decision for ourselves whether we want to be successful in this world or we want to be a successful Christian.
啊，如果我们只是要在世界上成功啊，或许我们就不需要神，不需要信仰。
If we only want to be successful in this world, then perhaps we don't need God and we don't need our faith.
啊，如果我们要做一个成功的基督徒啊，我们一定要依靠神。
But if we want to be a successful Christian, then we must rely on God.
但愿我们都选择要做一个成功的基督徒。
Hopefully, we all choose to become successful Christians.
愿我们都互相勉励，我们每天时时刻刻的依靠神。
And may we encourage one another to always rely on God in our daily life.
让我们每一天都享受着做一个成功的基督徒所应该拥有的平安喜乐。
So that we can enjoy this peace and joy that comes with being a successful Christian.
那种真正的自由。
And this true freedom.
那我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。
Now let us pray.
要接受按手帮助祷告的可以到前面来。
For those who want to receive the laying of hands can come forward.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.